music. This morning from 1am, BBC introducing At Midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Jessica Hoop in for Guy Garvey.
Vem magar lenha, rojão, traz a lenha pro fogão, vem fazer armação. Hoje é dia de sol, alegria de coió, é curtir o verão.
Vem magar lenha, rojão, traz a lenha pro fogão, vem fazer armação. Hoje é dia de sol, alegria de coió, é curtir o verão.
Yeah.
What a happy piece of music. Did you shuffle around your house? That was Sergio Mendes, and the song was Magdalena. My name's Jessica Hoop. I'm a musical friend of Guy Garvey's. He's asked me to sit in for him while he's off being an irresponsible rock star. Shall I tell you something about myself? I'm a California girl living and working in Manchester. And this show, funny enough, has everything to do with me moving across the pond. I was in my Los Angeles flat one afternoon taking a bath when the phone rang. I picked up the phone and on the other line was Guy Garvey. I didn't know anything about Guy Garvey at the time, and I didn't know anything about Elbow, but Guy had gotten to know me through an old recording of mine called Havoc in Heaven, and he was calling up to catch an interview with me, so I gave it to him there in the bath. And that interview led to a tour around the United States, and then a tour around the UK, and a tour around Europe, which led to me moving to Manchester, and here I am. And do you know what the best thing is about being Jessica Hoop and not Guy Garvey right now? It's that I get to play an Elbow tune for Elbow fans, no doubt, on Guy Garvey's show. This is my favorite from their last record, Build a Rocket Boys, with Love. Songs about hearty drinking sessions with your mates. Next up, I think I'll play you some Dusty Springfield. This record came out in 1964, but in my opinion, is just as hip now as it was back then, and certainly just as hip as anything that's come out today. This song is called Mock Yeah, King Yeah, Bird Yeah, 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 Mockingbird.
Have you heard?
MIA came out for the first time, I thought she was the most exciting female since Bjork. To be honest with you, I think she can kind of lose her way from time to time. When she's good, she's very, very good. When she's bad, she's horrid. This is MIA when she's good. Boys.
Inquiring mind.
The curiosity gene in my journalistic head is now thinking, how do we get from Louis Sum into something which leads you to Six Music?
A passion for music.
Lyrically, it's special. This gorgeous piece of lilting, shoegaze-esque music.
And a good ear for gossip.
It's one of those apocryphal stories which I still like to believe is true, but this record, if you believe the legends, was born out of a heated exchange, shall we say, at one of Radio 1's old fun days in the 70s.
Steve Lamack.
That's jaunty, isn't it? It's more jaunty than I remember it.
Weekday afternoons from 4.
Jaunty, that is. It's jaunty.
On Six Music.
You know where we live.
Jessica Hoop on BBC Radio.
Six Music.
She learned to raise my sister and me, and voted Nick.
70s, it would all work out. It would all work out. My mother was the youngest child. No college education wasn't ever a style, but she knew just how to make a quarterback smile. It would all work out. It'll all work out. My father loved us right. Stayed up at night trying to keep the checkbook tighter than a duck's ass going down a water slide. Oh, I know he tried. Became a victim of the mortgage spikes. Elections calling every night since 1999. In 10 more years, you think the interest rates decline. It'll all work out. It'll all work out. It'll all work out. Let's say, go to college, get your knowledge straightened out. With an air of desperation in the way it sounded, like you bet on it and now it seemed his odds were down. But thank you, Dad, I love you and I hope you're proud. And I'm sorry that I didn't take the road you laid down. But it'll all work out. It'll all work out. It'll all work out.
I love the candid account in that song. He really gives something away, something of himself. He gives you insight into his family life, his heart, his mind, his relationships. And you should expect nothing less from a songwriter. That was Blake Mills singing It'll All Work Out. Did the Boswell sisters make it across the pond? The Boswell sisters paved the way for the Andrews sisters, coined an American sound, really, for a trio of females. This next one, it might be worth looking up online to see these girls performing this song around a piano, as if they were triplets, connected at the hip, singing in very close proximity to each other, really only in the way that sisters can do. This song is called Crazy People. Enjoy.
Crazy people, crazy. like me go where the old people like you. People like me go crazy over things you do.
When we are underneath the moon above, you've got me acting just like a loony. It must be love, we love.
Crazy people, crazy people like me go crazy over people like you.
This next tune, especially for the lyric. The lyric is almost explicit, bordering on vulgar. They're talking about baby making and infidelity, which to me is not a good combination. But they're using it as a metaphor. A metaphor for what? Take a listen, find out. This is The Roots with Cody Chestnut, The Seed.
You just drive you cold, cause one month you don't stop the show. Little Mary's bad, in these streets she done ran ever since when the heat began. I told a girl, look here, calm down, I'ma hold your hand to enable you to peep the plan, cause you was quick to learn. And we can make money to burn if you allow me to lay this game. I don't ask for much, but enough room to spread my wing, and the world finna know my name.
I don't ask for much these days.
Thousand love behind my lover's back.
If Mary dropped my baby girl tonight, I would name her Rock and Roll. That's a great lyric. I'm Jessica Hoop. You're listening to Six Music. This next song is Ike and Tina Turner, Fool in Love. Doesn't Tina Turner have it all?
Oh, there's something on my mind. Won't somebody please, please tell me what's wrong? You just a fool.
BBC Radio, Six Music.
Go ahead and congratulate yourself. Give yourself a hand, the hand is yours. Yourself, bring it. yourself, give yourself a hand. The hand is yours, and you go ahead and bring it out. Go ahead and stretch it out. Could use some help. Bring in your heart, break in the shell. Bring in your heart, break in the shell. Bring in your heart, bring in your heart, bring in your heart. Go ahead and feel good, let yourself. Give yourself a hand, the hand is yours.
Andrew Bird is a rare bird indeed. I toured with Andrew Bird, and I came to learn after watching him night after night that he's above average in his talents. That song was called I and I. It's the first single off of his new release, Break It Yourself. You will all recognize this next tune that I'm about to play for you. And you might think that it's funny that I'm about to play it because of how we came to know it. But I wonder how many of us have listened to it as a piece of music in its own right. It's an absolutely brilliant recording and a beautiful piece of music. This is Ennio Morricone, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly.
Mm-hmm.
the great fortune of spending a good handful of years around this next artist, the legendary Tom Waits. He's a beautiful man, full of care and conversation and laughter. Some of my favorite conversations I've ever had were with Tom. I also enjoyed the great privilege of playing for him my recordings as I was developing my writing style. And with the first batch that I gave to him, he responded by saying, "You should be very proud," which of course means congratulations for completing something. But with the second batch I gave him, he turned the stereo up as loud as the recordings would tolerate, and he rocked back and forth as he's known to do when he's feeling something. And then he started to relate to me about the songs, to his own life, as though the songs were written about him or for him. This was a miraculous moment for me. And then he gave me a piece of advice that is of my most valued. He said to me, "These songs are great, Jesse. When can you have the next three recorded?" I scratched my head and I said, 6 months? And he chuckled to himself and he looked me straight in the eye and he said, "You're going to need to have them done faster than that." This song is dear to my heart. It's called "Take It With Me" by Tom Waits.
Fuck. No one knows where we are. It's a long time since I drank champagne. The ocean's blue as your eyes. I'm gonna take it with me when I go. Oh, since gone. Now way back when we lived in Coney Island. There ain't no good thing ever dies. I'm gonna take it with me when I go. Far, far away. Who blows? Wherever you're going, wherever you've been, waving goodbye at the end of the day. You're up and you're over and you're far away. Felt just like the old days. We fell asleep on Beulah's porch. I'm gonna take it with me when I go. All broken down by the side of the road. I's never more alive. Worn the faces off all the cards. I'm gonna take it with me when I go. The children are playing the end of the day. Strangers are singing on our lawn. Got to be more than flesh and bone. All that you've loved is all you own. In a land there's a town, and in that town there's a house. that house there's a woman, and in that woman there's a heart I love. I'm gonna take it with me when I go. I'm gonna take it with me when I go.
No one can write a tender tune the way Tom can. This next song is a brilliant piece of storytelling. As legend would have it, it's a murder ballad. But the writer never actually confesses, so we don't actually know. This is Bobby Gentry singing Ode to Billy Joe.
June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. She said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie, you know it don't seem right. Sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. Brother Taylor dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. Now mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
It's not just specialist radio.
It's actually special radio.
This is
Six Music. If somebody saw this gig tonight, they would walk away with their life changed.
The festival's about to get awesome.
It's the beauty of Six Music.
This is your old metrosexuals.
That's right.
Me and him here.
Why does a band want to call themselves Yuck?
Name yourself a proper name. Call yourself Jeff.
Hello, this is Adam.
This is Joe.
Steven!
Pete Townsend.
Why was John Peel's system important?
He was a listener.
A broadcaster with almost no sensorial mandate or agenda. I know that Six Music endeavour to do this.
Good evening. My name's Tom York. This is the Six Mix.
Friendly fires in the live room.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service. That's the voice I use for my radio show.
It's the Huey Show, yo. Six Music, baby.
We're going to be playing some extraordinary music.
For me, music is my religion.
This is
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Six Music.
This is Jessica Hoop. BBC Radio.
Six Music.
song brings me straight back to my childhood on Saturdays. Saturdays at the Hoop House was chore day, and my dad would crank up the music as loud as it would go and flood the house with music to help us get on with our chores like a spoonful of sugar. And it really worked. I don't think there's anyone that has more fond memories of mopping than I do. And I also love about that song that there's no harmony recorded. There's no harmony in the recording, so it leaves you to make up a harmony for it, and you get to sing along, even if it's just into the mop handle. Now, speaking of singing along, this next tune is a sing-along, y'all. And if you're not singing along with your children, then you're missing out. Children, if you're not singing along with your parents, well, then you're missing out. If you're not singing along with your boyfriend or girlfriend, you're missing out. This is Johnny Cash singing June Carter's Ring of Fire.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
This is Jessica Hoop, BBC Radio.
Six Music.
I'm so jealous of the sun because he is the one who kisses your cheek. I'm so jealous of the sun because he's with you 7 days a week. I'm so jealous of the sun because he saw you sunbathing. I'm so jealous of the sun. She makes you crazy. I'm so jealous of the moon because she watches you when you sleep. I'm so jealous of the moon because she walks you home, just you and her alone. I'm so jealous of the moon. I'm so jealous of the moon. I'm so jealous of the stars, the ones you wish upon.
BBC Radio. Six Music.
Jessica Hoop on BBC Radio. Six Music.
Along the floating shapeless oceans, I did all my best to smile till your singing eyes and fingers drew me. Did I dream? You dreamed about me. Were you here when I was falling? Now my foolish boat is leaning, broken up long. For you sing, touch me not, touch me not, come back tomorrow. Oh my heart, shines from the sun. This newborn child, I'm as riddled as the time. Should I stand mid the breakers, or should I lie with death my bride? Hear me sing, swim to me.
It's a vocal performance that stops everything in its tracks. I'm amazed that they were able to capture it. That was This Mortal Coil featuring Elizabeth Fraser singing Song to the Siren by Tim Buckley. The song before that was the Diddy Bops singing Jealous of the Sun. The Diddy Bops is made up of two girls, Amanda Barrett and Abby DeWald, and they're two of my closest friends and some of the most creative people that I've ever met in my life, and I miss you dearly, girls. Now, there's nothing funny about spinal meningitis, unless it's a subject covered by American rock band Ween, and I am aware that this song is bordering on bad taste, but I can't help but love it. Ween singing Spinal Meningitis Got Me Down.
Mommy, am I gonna die?
song is so bad, it's awesome. This next song is by The Breeders. It's called Saints, and it comes from a time period when all of our rock stars looked like underachievers. Do you remember that time period when they're all wearing flannel shirts and, like, something out of a, I don't know, out of the, like, dollar bin at the thrift store? The song is called Saints. I already said that, didn't I? Summer is ready when you are.
I like all the different people. I like sticky everywhere. Look around, you bet I'll be there. Hot metal, the sun, pony in the air.
Jessica Hoop for Guy Garvey, cause he can't be asked. He can't be asked. Jessica Hoop for Guy Garvey, he's out getting lashed. He's getting lashed. No, he's actually around, you know, traveling around Australia right now, being an irresponsible rock star. I am aware that Guy Garvey might love PJ Harvey as much as I do, although I might win on that count. When I first heard PJ Harvey, I thought that she was joking. I was used to voices like Joni Mitchell, for instance. I literally thought, this girl, she's got to be kidding. And then I gave it another couple listens, and, well, then I learned that she's definitely kind of like the queen of her domain. This is PJ Harvey at her best, which is really saying something, because it's from her most recent, which means she's been awesome for a very long time. The words that maketh murder. Thank you.
Arms were shot.
Was that big of murder?
Climbing behind a fierce concern.
Was that big of murder?
I see flies swarming everyone.
Was that big of murder?
Soldiers fell like lumps of meat.
Was that big of murder?
These are the words, the words of these.
Six Music plays underground music or undiscovered music because no one else does. We deserve a medal and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
I work along the lines of if you don't like what's on now, hopefully you will like what's coming up straight afterwards. Hence a 10-minute Genesis track back to back with some Japanese black metal or maybe the new single from the Jim Jones Review. People should be interested in the show because it's full of interesting music. I mean, the fact that a dullard presents it probably takes some of the sheen off, but you can't have everything, eh?
Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
This is Jessica Hoop, BBC Radio
6 Music.
It's her beauty, not brains. Old Father Time will never harm you if your charm still remains. After you grow old, baby, you don't have to be a cold baby. Keep young and beautiful. It's your duty to be beautiful. Keep young and beautiful. If you want to be loved, don't fail to do your stuff with a little pot and a puff. Keep young and beautiful. If you want to be loved, if you're wise, exercise all the fat off. Take it off, off for here, off for there. When you're seen anywhere with your hat off, wear a Marcel wave in your hair. Take care of all those charms, and you'll always be in someone's arms. Keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved. It's your duty to be beautiful. That's right, girls. Keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved. Keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved. Ooby-doo. Oh.
Isn't she fantastic? Do you know who that was? That was your very own Annie Lennox singing Keep Young and beautiful. This next song is a fun number by Django Django. The single is called Default, and Django Django's out now. Django Django. This next song is not a sing-along. I never sing along with Kate Bush. Whenever Kate Bush is on the stereo, I am just listening. Listening all the way. I remember the first time I heard Kate Bush in the car when I was about 16 years old. Well, she is the kind of artist that changes lives. She changed my life. She changed the parameters. She showed me that there are no rules and there certainly are no boundaries to the way of the voice. There's a million different ways to sing. This is one of my favorites by Kate Bush, Hello Earth.
Get out of my car, step into the night, and look up at the sky. And there's something bright, trapped.
A masterpiece in my mind. I can just imagine recording it and scratching my head in disbelief that I'd recorded it. I can't believe she recorded that song. Last winter, I enjoyed the awesome opportunity of singing backing vocals for Peter Gabriel on a South American tour where he brought his New Blood Orchestra. An orchestra of about 40-something odd players and singers. No guitars, no drums, just the orchestra and voices. It was a wonderful treat and something I never would have expected to be asked to do. And one of my favorite songs in the set was San Jacinto, and my participation in it was very little. I sang one or two lines with my other singer friend, and the rest of it was all Peter. And I'll tell you that through the whole song, I participated every step of the way, because the song was so engaging. His vocal performance was absolutely beautiful, and he's been singing a long, long time, and his voice is really just still delivering everything you want from Peter Gabriel. The song is San Jacinto from Peter Gabriel's Peter Gabriel.
Oh,
The love of my life, who shall remain nameless, would be mortified to know that I'm about to play this next track for you. But let's face it, boo, when it comes to music, I'm a much more well-rounded than you. This is Leonard Cohen singing a song called The Guest from Recent Songs. It's about a party. It's about the kind of party that's just about the best kind of a party, the guests.
One by one, the guests arrive. The guests are coming through. The open-hearted many, the broken-hearted few. And no one knows where the night is going. No one knows why the wine. Those who dance begin to dance. Those who weep begin. And welcome, welcome, cries a voice. Let all my guests come in. And no one knows where the night is going. No one knows why the wine is flowing. Stumbling through that house in lonely secrecy. Sing, do reveal yourself, or why hast thou forsaken me? And no one,
no one knows
where the night is going. Torches flare, the inner door flies open. One by one, they enter there in every style of passion. And no one knows
where the night is going.
And no one knows
why the wine is flowing.
Here they take their sweet repast, while house and grounds dissolve.
And one by one the guests are cast beyond the garden wall. Those who dance begin to dance. Those who weep begin. Those who earnestly are lost and lost again. And no one knows where the night is going. One by one, the guests arrive. The guests are coming through. The broken-hearted many, the open-hearted few.
That sound like a party you'd like to go to? About 5 years ago, you wouldn't find any records from songwriters from the present time in my record collection. After Elliott Smith, I wasn't finding anything from the present day songwriters that I could relate to. Being a songwriter myself, when I listen to a song, I listen for a grasp of language. I listen for poetry. I listen for the story, and I listen for the journey that the songwriter has license to take, and I just wasn't finding any of that. Doesn't mean that it wasn't out there, it just means I hadn't found it, until I came across this young man, Justin Vernon, from Wisconsin, and his band Bon Iver. Justin helped me restore my faith in the present-day songwriter. This song is called Michikant from Bon Iver's Bon Iver.
I was afraid, I was a boy, I was a tender age. Man, I came naked, new lake, and drew the laws for pace. Heard a lot of waiting up, but no, it wasn't waiting up wide. Said it was over and it'd all be back. And the frost took up the ice, pressed against the pain, could see the veins, and there was poison now. Resting in a rain.
I'm Sean Keeman. My job is to make sure there's no silence between the times of 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. It's my job to play in the records, talking between them. But silence is a bit underrated, isn't it? Wouldn't it be nice, I thought, just to have a moment's respite from all that noise? So, rather than go on about the show, I'm instead going to give you the gift, right now, of silence. Enjoy it. I forgot to say that. Problem is, you can't have complete silence or else the emergency tape kicks in and people start to panic.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Marginally better than silence, sometimes.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio. Six. Music.
Jessica Hoop on BBC Radio. 6 Music.
Longer boats are coming to win us. They're coming to win us. They're coming to win us. Longer boats are coming to win us. Hold on to the shore. They'll be taking the key from the door.
Boats are coming to win us, they're coming to win us, they're coming to win us. The longer boats are coming to win us, hold on to the shore. They'll be taking the key from the door. Oh. I don't want no gun on my lawn, just a flower I can help along. As the soul of nobody knows how a flower grows. Oh, it's how a flower grows.
Along the boats are coming to win us, they're coming to win us, they're coming to win us. Along the boats are coming to win us. Hold on the shore,
they'll be taking the key from the door. Mary dropped her pants by the sand and let a parson come and take her hand, but the soul of nobody knows where the parson goes. Does the parson go?
Does anyone else like Cat Stevens besides me? I used to think that that song used to say, Mary dropped her pants by the sand and let a possum come and take her hand. And I thought, why wouldn't a possum take her hand? It just didn't make any sense to me. This next song is, oh, let's see, in 2007, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss made a record together called Raising Sands. They made this record in Los Angeles with producer T-Bone Burnett. At the very same time, and just two doors down, I was making my first record, Kismet, with producer Tony Berg. One day, while we were in the middle of editing or something, there was a knock on the door, and we opened up the door, and lo and behold, it's rock legend Robert Plant. I had never made a record before, I'd never done any of this before, and I was then, you know, all of a sudden sitting with Robert Plant and kind of just looking up at him. He's super fit, Robert Plant, by the way. And he told us all sorts of stories, and then they listened to one of my songs. But what's best is they took us over to T-Bone's studio where they were making Raising Sands, and we listened to this next song. This song is called Nothing, and Robert's voice in this song is as rich as it comes. It's as though Nina Simone is singing through Robert Plant's voice. Nothing from Raising Sands.
Hey mama, when you leave, don't leave a thing behind. I don't want nothing. I can't use nothing. Take her into the hall, and if you see my friends, tell them I'm fine.
This is my first ever radio show, and I have loved sharing my favorite tunes with you. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. Thank you so much, Guy Garvey, for asking me to sit in for you while you're off being an irresponsible rock star. This next tune is by a Bulgarian women's choir. I found this choir through Kate Bush in the record Sensual World. The choir's name is Le Mystère du Roi Bulgari, and that means the mystery of the Bulgarian voice. I chose this song to close the show because it's just perfectly restful And that's what Sundays are for. They're for rest. It's a love song. It's called Polegnala Etadora.
From one, BBC introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
Hold tight, it's round about midnight, and this, my good people, is Culture Clash Radio. For the next 60 minutes, I'm your guide for the ride, crossing time, space and genres with a decidedly more chill selection. We're talking Bobby Womack, Ultramarine, The Chosen Few, Fantagram, Salif Keita, Bjork, Lightships and 07, to name just a few. But to start proceedings, here's the debut single from New Build, a collaboration from some of the Hot Chip and LCD Sound System crew. Your Love.
Your love.